We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey, yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo.
And Jeffy.
Hello.
Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, that's Mo. That's Jeffy of Chavo Guerrero fame.
Yes.
I make a yearly mark on the show.
Yeah.
I'll try not to be racist this year.
Oh, good luck with that.
I swear that he had to go to Burger King to work.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
He was not, however, in the Royal Rumble.
No. Could have used his star power, though.
We could have. What are you talking about? Stardust was in it.
Could use his star power, though.
He's going to fight Stephen Anal at WrestleMania.
Again.
Yeah.
So, Jeffy, what did you think of the Royal Rumble?
Awful. it was terrible. It was good up until the end.
It was good up until the end?
When did AJ Styles go out? It was good up until then.
About 30 minutes in.
Yeah, he was in there for like 24 minutes or something.
28. I think they said 28 minutes.
Actually, when Brock was in there, it was pretty good.
But yeah, Brock was. Yeah.
The Brock versus the Wyatt angle was good, but the end is just freaking terrible.
Well, the Royal Rumble match itself had moments. You know, it had AJ coming in, AJ and Kevin Owens.
And Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn coming in.
Getting his revenge.
Getting some revenge, yeah. The Wyatt, Brock Lesnar stare down got some heat.
A little bit.
And even the Wyatt Hunter stare down.
Got a ooh.
And then it went to shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it went to shit before that.
That's true.
And the thing is, that, like you said, they were kind of smartly booking it in a way to not give the chance the crowd to turn the match.
You know, to like, be able to dwell on the elimination.
Yeah, I mean, AJ was in there, so he was the most over guy.
Yeah.
And almost immediately after he's eliminated, Sami Zayn is out.
Yes.
So that guy just takes it over. And then, like you said, Sami Zayn gets eliminated. Then out comes Brock.
Yeah.
So then he's the guy, right? So,
like, and then the real,
get the chance
then the
to real.
Big star came out.
Hunter. Yeah. Well, and he got a big reaction when he came out.
Yeah, because they're in Orlando.
It's, you know, maybe. Like Roman Reigns.
That's really what it is. They don't like Roman Reigns. They did not. This crowd did not like Roman Reigns at all.
No.
And saw that coming, obviously. There was a point in this match, though, like 10 people in, and in the ring was Titus O'Neil, Kane.
That's gotta be Kane.
I think Braun Strowman was in there. Maybe it wasn't.
Hunting for Eagles.
Who else was in there?
R-Truth.
Ryback was in there.
The Ryback, yes.
Like, all these guys at the same time,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if anything, like, Goldust was in there at that time,
yeah.
And I'm like, so your guys were like 45, 45, 50,
yeah.
Like all these old guys.
Was Ryback like the youngster?
Ryback could be the young one, but he still sucks.
I know.
And then, you know, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, This is everything, like, why... This is everything why the crowd doesn't give a fuck. It's look at who's in the ring right now in your Royal Rumble.
For old, the belt.
Old guys who can barely move, who... When the independent scene shows you guys are... All these guys doing all these great athletic spots, having great wrestling matches, and that's what people are interested in right now. And what do we got in the ring? Kane, Goldust, Ryback, Titus O'Neil. And it's like, this is where you're the disconnect from what the crowd wants and what they're stuck in. Like, it just perfectly sold it to me. Like, if you watch, you never saw it. You've never probably seen any, Jeffy, you've probably never seen any Lucha Underground. They had a match called Aztec Warfare, which was like this, but with pins.
Okay.
And it's all these, it's like young athletic guys, and the pace of the match and the way it's moving and all the great moves. And it's everything that, like, could totally get over if the WWE did it with their production values and their reach. It would just get over huge. And it's what the crowd would want. And instead, this is what they're giving them. And it's like...
I thought the crowd wanted head.
That's you.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants. I think that
with their roster, they struggle to put 30 people together against...
But they shouldn't. They should be able to. But even whoever they put out there should be more athletic guys. Guys able to do, like...
It should be a matter of that. You're talking about athletic guys.
It should be a more fast-paced, athletic product.
But you know what?
And it's not.
Every single member of the fucking social outcasts are more athletic. Tyler Breeze is more athletic.
I don't know if every member of the social outcasts is more. I don't know if Bo Dallas is more athletic.
Yeah, than Kane?
Than Kane.
I don't know that Bo Dallas is more athletic than Kane.
I think you're more athletic than Kane, Mo.
Probably I am a great athlete.
The guy who hugs you to death.
Yeah.
Sumo. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Either way, those guys aren't as athletic as the guys that I'm talking about. And they can't do what the crowd would want to see. Like, AJ's an example of what they want, right?
AJ's a star, and AJ has finally made his WWF debut, and he made it in Orlando, where the crowd knows him as a homegrown guy. It was a perfect place to debut him, and I think he had a great debut, and being thrown over by Kevin Owens.
It's not a great debut, guy. Not the great guy to throw over, because one of the things is you wanted to see them set up kind of WrestleMania stuff, and it's like, okay, they set up Kevin Owens and him, but then they have Sami Zayn out there, so no, you didn't. You set up Sami Zayn and Owens. Like, you can't do both. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta...
I think the Sami Zayn thing was just cleaning up whatever. It's like when Triple H got taken out by Sheamus, and then he was gone for a long time, and he came back, and all he did was, like, gave him a couple pedigrees through a table, and that was it.
Right? Yeah.
So I think that's all that was.
You think that's just cleaning that up?
I think so.
Well, if Sami Zayn is fighting Finn Balor at the Mania Takeover...
Well, then Owens and AJ. I mean, it should be. That'd be great of Mania. I mean, that'd be awesome.
Sure.
It shouldn't be how they clean it up, but, I mean, they're pretty...
The other thing that you got to remember is when you're talking about them building to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You're going to talk about them building up to whatever The Rock is doing. Whatever The Undertaker is doing. Whatever Brock is doing. Whatever Hunter is doing. Whatever Steve Austin is doing. And those... In two of those cases, aren't going to be matches, but then in the other four cases, those are going to be matches. Those are your matches. And Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose, they'll all be in some sort of multiple fuck ladder match.
Probably.
So then they can be in the opening dealio, and then
it'll probably be the best match of the whole show.
But then the stars can come out.
Yeah.
So you can have Brock and Bray. You can. This will be Undertaker.
This will be the Undertaker's last one.
Yes.
And this will likely be Austin's last one.
Is Austin
this
will.
This is
no,
possibly.
He's not wrestling, but he's doing
this is possibly The Rock's last one.
Mm, no, The Rock gets to fight Hunter next year.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, Rock will wrestle again.
We'll see. What if Magnum PI the movie is filming, and he's obviously the star.
I thought Silas Young would be the star.
Oh, could be. That'd be awesome. He's great. No, I'm telling you, man. It's they're like when I'm really looking at it. That's really the problem to me is the lack of athleticism, the lack of like the.
Well, they have a New Day.
Rudy Tootie.
Rudy Tooty.
No, Rudy Booty.
Like, you gotta have a better, faster, more interesting input. Because, I mean, no matter what, there's large portions of this Royal Rumble, which was as quiet as any Royal Rumble I've ever heard. And a big part of that is because people aren't over, because they're not that good.
Well, it's not even that they're, yeah.
They're not both good either, but they're not that good either.
No, and when you look at this roster, it screams 95 when you're looking at guys, again, you know, when you had the Stardust, Goldust, Titus O'Neil, Chris Jericho, like, those are the guys that were in the ring. And it was like, who cares?
Well, and you had how many guys that were there during the late 90s in this match? You know, you had your Goldust, Jericho.
Well, you had a combination of hangers-on from there and opening match jobbers. And this is for your belt.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry, like Tyler Breeze, Stardust, R-Truth, you know, Axelmania, none of the fucking things should
Dolph
be
Ziggler.
Anywhere. Titus O'Neil, Dolph Ziggler, none of those guys should be anywhere near your belt.
No.
And so, you had...
You don't want to make but because everybody has to be on the roster who's competing, which was one of the things this year, there was nobody that was brought in as like a one-time guy who wouldn't be there tomorrow night. Like, the only two surprises are Zayn and AJ.
And Hunter.
Both of who can be there tomorrow night. Yeah, but they're all guys who are going to be...
Yeah.
You know, there's no guy who's just that brought in for that one-time pop or that nostalgia pop.
It might be Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn may have been in the Rusev spot.
Well, even then, that's a guy that's under roster, though. It's not the same thing
as
bringing in a guy...
The Honky Tonk Man.
There wasn't any legitimate surprises. I mean, you knew that AJ Styles may be there. You knew that Sami Zayn might
Sami Zayn had a shot because he's already under contract.
Yeah, so there's no real surprise.
No. There's no real surprise. And again, if you want to get over your championship as important, I mean, have people come in and be like, I'm coming back for this one, my one chance at this match, my one... Like... I mean, you have your pre-show match, and the guys that won your pre-show match combined time in the Royal Rumble, I think, was like 45 seconds combined.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
what was the point?
Yeah.
You know who should have come back for this was Bob Backlund.
Yeah.
I'd have rather him than some of the other guys.
He would have been better.
Yeah.
Bob Backlund is better than
And Mark he's a better shape.
Actually, I don't think it's necessary about giving guys with athleticism a chance. It's bringing some youth in. I mean, some of the guys that are in there are like wrestling when I was like, teenager.
Well, that's it. Exactly. Like,
it's not necessarily athleticism as much as it is.
I say, go and watch. Go on to Daily Motion. Just type in Aztec Warfare.
Yeah.
Watch the match, and you'll be like, "Holy shit! Okay, that's what the Royal Rumble could be, and it could be really exciting and really like athletic and cutting edge." And it's just such a. It's like so. It's the same thing. It's so stale.
You can also go in, and then you can type in Aztec Era Wrestling, and you can see Hunter against Kane.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. For the 1300s.
Whoa. But I guess they kind of have their youth and athleticism in NXT and just don't bother to call it up.
Well, that's true.
And
you know what?
Awesome.
And that's a growing brand that's hot. And then WWE is a falling brand that's not. Right? So
it still makes them money, though, right?
Yeah, but you're...
It's all about the money.
But you're assuming the other thing couldn't make the money if it was put in that spot, whereas I believe it could.
No, it could, but there's no reason... If
bigger. It could make more money.
Well, yeah, but they don't care about that.
No, they don't care
about that. They don't care about that. They don't.
More money? Who has to make more money?
Seriously, they don't need to make any more money. Does Vince McMahon and Stephanie and Hunter sit around going, you know what I could use? More money. No, they don't. They really don't.
No, they just have to be involved in every main angle, which is
because it's their McEgo Corporation now, and that's their show, and they get on there and they get this big head and they go, oh, this is great, and we're TV stars now and we're making lots of money, and they are. And
it's a storyline driven company, right? It's not an athleticism driven company. It's not a company about the title. It's about the storylines. But in order for the storylines to work, people have to care about the people in the fucking storylines. It's easy to tell a storyline when it was Randy Savage because people gave a fuck about him.
Yes.
They don't care about Roman Reigns.
No.
So the story doesn't work. No, so they try to be something about something else.
But you know what?
Because your people, nobody cares about them.
All they need is a big heel, pal.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all they need is Vince. is Stephanie and Hunter to be your strong-ass heels, and then anybody will pick Roman, and we'll get him hot, and the people, and then they'll
and when it doesn't work here...
Yeah, they'll be confused.
Yeah, they'll be confused.
But then they'll just
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They can have a guy, they can debut a guy, he can be hot for 3 weeks, he can have 1 week of, of an average crowd, and they'll go, well, he didn't get over. Roman Reigns could be fucking not getting over for 3 years. They don't care.
Let's take an example. Kalisto tonight didn't have a great match.
No.
He will probably lose the U.S. title later on this week.
Yeah, probably.
Or this week, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. And then the Lucha Dragons will be back together and they'll be in an opening job or tag team. Yeah.
So there's an example. Of
and then it'll always be his fault.
Yeah. Where Roman Reigns
gets...
No. What they'll do is they'll be confused. When it doesn't get over WrestleMania, they'll be confused. And then they'll go, and then they'll move on with their lives and focus on Brock for the summer, and whatever Brock's going to do at the SummerSlam.
And Seth Rollins coming back.
And Seth Rollins coming back, and then you'll have your son. Then they'll completely shit the bed in the fall. And then it'll be time for the Royal Rumble again.
You're assuming they won't shit the bed between now and the fall.
No, I don't.
There'll be a period. Assuming there's a period where they won't be shitting the
bed. They're gonna debut their old. They're gonna focus on their old guys at WrestleMania. Their real stars at WrestleMania. Their Rock. I told you, Rock, Brock, Steve Austin, Undertaker, and Hunter. There's your top five things at WrestleMania.
But here's the thing: you're talking about they're gonna focus in on those guys. But every single one of those guys needs to have somebody to go against.
No.
Yes, they do. Otherwise,
Hunter's going to go against
Roman, and Roman. Nobody's going to give a fuck.
And Brock is going to go against Bray, and no one's going to give a fuck about it. Rock's going to do whatever the fuck Rock's going to do, and people will love it. Austin will do whatever the fuck Austin's going to do.
All Austin will love.
Yes. But and Undertaker will have a match against Braun Strowman. No one will give a fuck.
No, they can't. That really can't be a candidate.
It's possible.
That's awful. That guy's terrible.
Oh, he's so bad.
His finishing movie is like the powerful
again.
Hug. He hugs you to death.
He fucked up throwing the Big Show over the top rope to eliminate him from the Rumble.
Yes, he couldn't even do that. Right. And he's the reason they can't bring up Bayley. Because you can't have two huggers. At the same time.
That's true.
Now, this time really can't be the Undertaker's match, can it?
It could be. Who else is there?
Well, they did that at Survivor Series, though. Undertaker will do one-on-one. And then you'll have the fucking Battle Royal.
Can they have him against Shawn Michaels? Bring Shawn Michaels back for one match?
That'd be
great. Well, that would be great, yeah. But you know what? It's still not getting over something new.
No, that's true. So they'll probably
do something old. Like, at least do something old that worked.
Yeah. And even then, you're gonna have fucking Chris Jericho in a match if you want to throw a fucking
another he's probably gonna be
guy.
He's gonna be the old guy.
I think it's gonna be him and Ambrose. I think we're gonna see him and Ambrose. The greatest
There's no way. I think you're having all now. It's all this. What you have the big stars in those five matches. Then you're gonna
and
have
Chris Jericho.
Then you're going to have a Battle Royal, right? And then you're going to have multiple... The Battle Royal. Then you also have to have multiple person fuck matches so everybody can get on Mania.
And Stephen Amell.
Yeah, Stephen Amell, yeah.
No, he's seriously? That's awful.
Yeah, that'll probably be your one-on-one. Stardust and Stephen Amell.
How many matches do they normally have at WrestleMania?
That's 4 hours, so what do they have? Like,
I think they only had like 8 last year. But then that Rousey... you know.
Yeah, but this year they'll have Austin.
Yeah, exactly. That thing went like a half hour is all I'm saying. You know.
But what'd they have? They had they had two pre-show matches, one of them was the Battle Royal.
And the other one was the tag team, yeah.
And then you had the Orton Rollins, the ladder match, you had the women's match, you had the Rusev Cena match, the Sting Hunter match, you had the
Undertaker
match, you had the main event.
Yeah. You're forgetting one. You're definitely forgetting one.
Am I?
I'm sure of it. You said the Cena match?
The Dollar versus Cena matches.
Dollar versus Paige.
The two title matches, the women's match. Orton.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Hunter and Sting.
Yeah.
And the main event.
And the ladder match? Or two
title ones. So it's 7 matches.
I'm sure there was. I'm sure you're missing one. I'm sure of it.
Is the card on there? No. He's looking at the WrestleMania shadow box here.
Because you're talking about the Rumble.
And then The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock talked?
The Rock talked. So that's kind of... maybe
That's a match?
So it's kind of like a match, yeah. Yeah. But I still feel like he's got to be one more. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up now.
Okay, fuck. Look it up.
You know, it's not like we were there or anything.
No. Christ, no. No, but we were.
Was it 31?
Yeah, it was 31.
You're a League of Nations fan? Like, you have 2/3 of them up on your wall.
I know, right?
Or half of them, sorry.
I need a Rusev, and CM Punk is a lot like Rusev.
I got some bad news for you. Where is he King Bear now?
He does have heat from his woman.
That's true. Okay.
Where's heat?
Rusev.
Ah.
Okay, so there's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7. Seven matches.
7 matches on the main card. Holy shit. It says in 9. 4 hours.
Well, no, but there was 2 in the pre-show.
The 2 in the pre-show.
Oh, 2. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're only going to have, I guess if you're going to go 5 hours in total, 9 matches?
So if you're
going
to have, if you're going to have 9 matches again, I just named 7 of them for you.
I know.
And then you're going to have a multiple fuck match, and that's 8. And then you're going to have a tag team multiple match, and that's 9. Oh, yeah, then there's going to be a bitch match, so... then there's going to... so there you go. So there's 9 matches there.
Again, when I'm watching this Royal Rumble, and you had at that point where you had all those big, old, slow guys in the ring at the same time, and they're barely moving, and the match is boring as hell, and I'm sitting there going, I'd rather be watching an independent group. That's not good.
Like, true.
You know, I'd rather...
You're one of the few, though.
Well, no, I'm one of the few who's being exposed to that. That's the only reason why.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You're still one of the few.
Well, not few.
Yeah, few.
No.
Yes, few. No.
Over a million a week.
What?
Yeah.
Over a million a week.
You add up all the independents and the viewership from television and whatever, over a million a week at that more athletic product.
Yeah. That's a million. Then how many does Raw have? 3?
Yeah. 3 and dropping.
But then there's the
other guys have a million and they're growing.
I don't think it's a million.
They do.
No, they
do. Yeah, Lucha Underground?
Oh, when you add up Lucha Underground and ROH, and you
add up, sure. Because yeah. Which one do you watch then?
Lucha Underground, ROH.
Oh, okay. So you watch more than one. But you're only counting one when you count
all of them together.
So you're saying all the viewership.
All the viewership.
So there is no overlap, is what I'm saying. So,
no, you have a good point.
Probably half is overlap. I would say there'd be about 600,000 then.
Yeah, probably about 600,000. But growing, whereas WWE's is falling.
They happen to be falling.
Yeah. But the solution every time they're falling is, hey, we're going to put more authority on the air.
More authority, more big guys.
I remember reading on that.
The big guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd rather be like that. I'm just literally watching this going. I'd rather stick in the PWG DVD and watch that because
I'd
that's
rather stick in
way
the,
more
the
fun.
Best of the BWO.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
Yeah, let's actually go through the matches.
And Stevie Richards is in ROH now.
So it opened up with
the Roderick Strong.
You know what his full time gig is?
Mm.
He's actually a certified DDP yoga instructor. That's his day job.
Well, I went to Vulcan.
That's how he's in such good shape.
I didn't drive to Vulcan. The whole way back, I listened to Busted Open with that Diamond Dallas Page talking about his yoga. It's actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. He's
like an hour and a half of DDP. It was pretty good.
Well, only an hour, so they had to cut him off.
I think so. Yeah. Well, maybe just
an hour and a half. So let me see. That's 90 minutes. So how many references into how great he was did he get?
Yeah.
About 1 every 30 seconds.
So 1 every 30 seconds. So they asked him one question.
Yeah.
He said he still likes his cocktail even though he's a vegan, and somehow it was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's
go through the matches. So it opened up with the ultimate doesn't fucking matter match.
The last man standing match.
No, I was going to say the pre-show match.
Oh, the pre-show
match.
Swagger and Henry won.
Yeah.
They were in the round.
I think if you're the Dudleys, at first you're like, fuck, we're not going over, and then you see what happened to the Swagger and Henry in the Royal Rumble, you're like, well, thank God that wasn't us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But the best part was, when Henry forgot who he was supposed to pin.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And Bubba's like, don't pin me. Yeah. I don't want to take the pin.
Go pin the Ascension or whatever the fuck, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the big thing about this, the big thing of note actually was Damian Sandow, who hasn't been on TV in forever, was incredibly over with the crowd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now we probably won't see him for another 6 months.
Yeah, till the Battle Royal
yeah.
in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Where he'll be a faceless guy.
Because they know how to book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
No, they don't.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay, so then you got to the Last Man Standing match, which was pretty good.
That was pretty good. So Dean Ambrose retained when he flipped him over and Kevin Owens in through with two tables?
Two tables. And he went over the shoulder, the ring post.
Boulder.
And kind of did like a flip, front flip, and threw it. And it
was the cannonball.
Awesome. Yeah, it'd have been a long match at that point. It was a good match.
Watching a lot of Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
Yes. Yes, that was a good match.
Yeah, a lot of plunder, a good match.
Good match. Yeah. Good. I was surprised they opened with it, but it was a good match.
Then what was it, the tag title?
Yeah, that was the match I thought they'd open with.
Yeah, that was
and it was a
good
match. This might have been I was complaining about the New Day not having many good matches, but
you were.
That was actually a good match.
That was a good match, and they finished. Yeah, I think that's the main key. Is like towards the end of the match, there was a lot of good false finishes, and the Usos are really good at that and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And the New Day at the end of the match wasn't concentrating on being the New Day; they were concentrating on the match. So the match itself got picked up really at the end, and yeah,
they're actually pretty good.
Well, they're good performers. It's just usually they're more performing rather than having a good match.
Wrestling.
Yeah. So the actual match was good, though. It was a strong finish in the New Day.
Yeah, what did he do? Jumped off the top rope for a splash.
And he caught him in the big
ending.
Yeah, caught one of the Usos and then hit him.
It's
just Big E.
Oh, Langston.
No, they dropped his last name. It's just Big E. There's no.
Oh, Langston.
Yeah, it's Langston.
He's going. And then what do you got?
A luchador match.
Lucha Dragon.
Then it goes downhill.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Kalisto and fucking Alberto Del Rio...
have no chemistry.
No, and they fucked up that spot huge.
They fucked up several spots.
Yeah, the one that backflippy thing, though, was
the one
awful.
Backflip was bad.
He was doing a lot of what was it, what's the movie? The Leg Scissors?
The Leg Scissors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's... I don't know, I mean... Del Rio, you'd think, would be really good at posting for him and being a base, but he really wasn't. Like, their chemistry is off. And they had a good match on SmackDown, but on Raw, their match wasn't that good. They had a match in that tournament for the title that was really as sloppy as this. Like, a really sloppy match.
Yeah.
They just don't click for some reason.
No. Which is weird, because they're Mexican.
Why would Mexicans click? Isn't that the African folks that do that?
Ah, yes. Those are Akeem's managers.
Or Kamala's.
Yeah.
There you go.
I understand Kamala is actually Idi Amin.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yes. He's supposed to be in the Rumble tonight.
Kamala would be awesome in the Rumble.
Yeah, especially since he's in a wheelchair with, like, no legs now.
Does he have no legs?
Maybe he does.
He could have won then. None of Kamala's feet would hit the floor.
Could technically never be eliminated.
I'm going to enter the Royal Rumble every year.
Yes,
that was
excellent.
Surprised they didn't do that with Zach Gallen.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey?
Only one of Zach Gallen's feet hit the floor.
That's a great gimmick.
And then the women's match?
Yeah, which was also sloppy.
Yeah, it was. It was. But then the big thing was after. When Becky won, or Charlotte won, it was beating down Becky, and then Sasha Banks came out, and it was kind of weird.
Yes.
At first I thought maybe she's on the same side as Charlotte. She kicked her out.
That's what they wanted you, I think that's what they wanted you to think, was that they were partnering up, and then, I don't know if this was a babyface turn or not, and what her kicking Becky beforehand was, just to keep her heel heat persona, or just to keep her persona, or if it was just a setup to make
all women
Charlotte
actually
trust
hate
her.
Each other.
Yeah, I think it was just trying to make Charlie trust her, but, you know, I don't know. Either way, the crowd was into Sasha, for sure.
Oh, yeah, and they have been for a while, and I think so.
I think that we're going to see Sasha against Charlotte at Fastlane, and then a three-way at Mania.
Just a three-way, not a four-way?
I don't
think
Becky Lynch, or?
Yeah, with Becky Lynch. I think you're going to see the three NXT women in one match. And they had a match that was a three-way between the three of them and it was fucking great.
It was great.
So
you could do that. I just think they throw Paige in.
Maybe. Could be.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think so, though.
Four
because Paige,
three-way.
Paige is now with Natty.
Oh, right.
Oh, so five-way.
They're friends.
They're good friends.
Yeah, then you need Natty. It's a five-way.
Yeah.
And then you can't... what about Nikki?
She's still injured.
What about Brie?
Was she injured?
Yeah. Oh. What about Brie?
Yeah, there's Brie.
She's a jobber.
Alicia Fox.
Yeah, she's kind of a jobber. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Probably not her. But Naomi, they're protecting her.
Right. And yeah. Tamina?
Yeah. No, she's the jobber of them.
Right.
And it's Naomi they're protecting.
Is Nikki with John Cena?
Oh, she is, yeah. So she'll be.
She's not a Dolph?
No, she's not a Dolph.
No.
That's awful. No, because John Cena got in marriage now.
Oh, my God.
Which is weird because their whole relationship started on a mistake.
Yes.
So they thought, Nikki thought John Cena was a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm.
She thought he was a corporate sponsor for like a cosmetic foundation company. So he thought she could get some free makeup.
Mm. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Instead, she got
free. Free is free. Oh, he had some spare.
Yeah.
You're lying around his house.
Yeah, that was the best episode of Total Divas ever. When she took whatever Botox or whatever Nikki took or whatever.
Did she?
And she had like needles. And John Cena had to look like mortified and confused at the same time as to what these needles were.
I've only ever seen needles used for one thing.
Yeah.
Anabolic steroids.
Oh, that's great.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous.
Is that it then? Is it then time for the Royal Rumble? Or did they have another match?
That was it. That was the matches. So it started off.
Right, really, it was, because we were looking at the time.
Yeah.
With the women's match going, like, were they going to have Rumble entered every 30 seconds at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, and it did end like 8:58.
Like, yeah, like,
all their time.
Just two minutes before. Yeah.
But it was like good match, not very good match, and then a Royal Rumble that was very uneven.
Yeah.
And an unsatisfying ending. So, I mean, it had a few moments. Like, when AJ literally came out, I liked his music, and they weren't showing him yet, and the crowd starts to cheer, and they're just showing
Roman's face
is all confused. And then AJ comes out, and I'm like, yeah.
Because that was number three. You came
because I actually thought he was going to debut now on Raw tomorrow. So I didn't think they'd pull the trigger, but then they did.
Yeah.
But
thank God they did.
Thank God they did, yeah.
Because really, that
so there was a couple moments in the Rumble, but there was also a lot of, like... You know what it didn't have that it used to have? Like as far as telling the story and keeping the Rumble, keeping the crowd from turning on it, they did a good job. But it used to be back in the day, you would actually have lots of those little mini storylines that would,
yes.
Like, you know, like you'd have a little moment where that was the hardcore battle. And then you'd have a little moment that was, you know, like the guy throwing out a lot of stuff, or the guy who was, like your Iron Man person was what? Well, I guess technically Reigns, but he was gone for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, so Jericho.
Because he was, yeah,
45.
He was attacked by the entire League of Nations and walked out and then came back in.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't technically eliminated.
45 minutes was Jericho.
Yeah, Jericho was 45 minutes. Who had the most eliminations? What, Brock had like three?
Oh,
Strowman had two or three?
I don't think nobody stood out as like a dominant eliminator.
Like there was, like it used to be, like remember when, Diesel had that moment. Like there was a story being told within the story.
Yeah, Diesel, like, Kane, Roman.
You know, yeah.
And
they didn't have that this year, so that's, you know.
They didn't have
like
that.
Like I say, it was
story.
Uneven.
It was, I mean, and you didn't...
didn't have that, like, the Kofi spot was just being caught by Big E. It was entertaining, but
yeah.
There was no athletic moment in this match where I went, holy fuck.
Yeah. But, and you had, you didn't have a lot of the undercard storylines, just because, again, they don't give a fuck, because, again... WrestleMania is about those seven star
you
matches.
Still got to fill a fast lane for fuck's sakes to build those.
Ah, who cares?
Good point.
Fast lane. That. What's a fast lane? you have someone win a. You have an Intercontinental rematch. You have this. You have that. There's.
Yeah, I guess
you're gonna have to have Del Rio and Kalisto again. I mean, it's you gonna have
Kalisto win the title, but
yeah,
yeah. I don't know, man.
But
I don't know. Yeah, so it didn't do anything to me to create momentum for me wanting to watch WrestleMania, or to give to me a sense that this isn't a company still in trouble. Like it didn't do anything like that.
No, but
was it bad? No, it was just really average. It's like a 5.5/6/10 pay per view.
But right? Again, as we go to look at WrestleMania, we'll get to see the stars. And so we'll be privileged and honored enough to go and see those stars. And then,
right, that sounds good on the podcast. Go ahead and make a bunch of noise there, Jeremy.
It's We'll see those stars. We'll get to see the stars.
Like
and then the
Chavo
other 11,
Guerrero.
Like Chavo.
Yeah.
Chavo. Well, we might see Chavo,
no,
actually.
He's got to shift at Burger King that night.
If Vicky goes into the Hall of Fame, maybe we get to see Chavo.
Yeah, he'll probably be in the audience then.
Yeah, he'll be towards the back.
Yeah.
He'll be catering.
Yeah. He'll be serving tacos.
By Churi. By Tito.
Churros.
Yeah, churros. I'm great at this at Burger King.
All right. I think that's about it. You wanted to say something about TNA and Dixie?
Yeah, she's a cunt. And, like, holy fuck. Though, like, on, what was it, Friday? Friday or Saturday? TNA puts on their website, the front page of their website, the place that 8 people go to, and which is
apparently one of them is Mike Johnson.
Picture of AJ Styles.
Uh-huh.
And his article is all about...
By the way, he didn't hit the Styles Clash, but he went for it multiple times,
yes.
And they referenced it.
Yes,
do you think that he didn't get to hit it because... And we'll go back to it a bit. Because they don't want him to actually use it because it's too dangerous, but they wanted to reference it to get it over? Or do you think it's that he will get to use it?
I think he might get to use it. I don't know. That's a good point, though. I mean, it's... Because
he was... the Titantron did say phenomenal and this and that.
Yeah, he's the phenomenal one.
Yeah, like that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
he's keeping his gimmick largely. Like,
well, he's 37 years old.
Yeah,
I think you just sign over the rights to it and off you go, make some money, and then I don't know how long his contract's for.
I don't know.
Probably, to me,
he was offered 3 years with TNA.
To me, yeah.
3 years with an option for 4.
To me, you sign a 3-year deal and then you're 40 and then you figure out what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
And you make some money on the
But it's interesting, though. Like I say, more that they would want to use it because, you know, they don't usually do that. But in this case, they're making the exception.
Yeah.
But also, his reaction and his ability to get over again shows that a guy like Samoa Joe is like, fuck, gotta use them. Like, they're being hesitant to use TNA guys, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, because that guy should be main eventing WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He'd be better than Hunter.
What?
Anyway, so back
better
to...
Better than Hunter.
Back to TNA on their website had this big picture of...
this fucking picture of AJ Styles, and the story when you click on it is all about, we thought AJ Styles was synonymous with TNA wrestling. And we thought he would be forever.
And we had a handshake agreement.
Yeah, and he came over to our house, and
we
shook hands, and we made this deal that they were going to come in, and so we figured out what we wanted to do with them. And
but then Dixie Carter went on holidays.
We started to make merchandise for them, and then they told us after Christmas and said they weren't coming. But they said we were coming, and they're not, and they're mean. The Bullet Club is mean. Fucking idiots. you know what the funny thing is? That I believe every word of that story. That they, like, met them. And they're like, you guys want to talk about coming in? Yeah, let's talk about coming in. They said they talk about coming in. Fuck. Let's make t-shirts for them. let's write this show. Did you write the show for the debut of the Pop TV? Yeah, we have the show right. Scrap it. Write it with nothing but these guys. Just these guys. I want them to beat all of our guys. Just
but AJ
that.
Was the only one coming in now. The other two were still finishing up. Gallows and
no, it doesn't matter. They're
going to
be there. They're going to be there. Our debut show is January 4th. They don't have anything else to do then. Just have them be there and make shirts.
Yeah, January 4th you weren't busy.
Yeah, no. Have them make shirts. I think it was actually January 5th was their show. But still... Which is probably January 4th in Japan.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, they weren't doing anything else.
No.
Yeah, no.
No other pay-per-view
so,
they were on.
Fucking idiots. Just morons. And then they go put this on there. And the whole reason that they put this on there was because they thought that if they put it out there, the WWE would get cold feet about using a TNA guy in... and they would think that he's not honorable... And so, in dealing with TNA, so maybe that will happen to WWE, and
yeah,
they'll think twice about using him in the Rumble and just using him in general.
Yeah. So basically, they're trying to ruin Gallows, Anderson, especially Styles' relationship, hoping that they can still get them.
Yes.
Though at that point, they would have been so pissed at them.
Yes.
But also,
John Cena clock.
Yeah, and Randy Orton. Sorry, carry on. That's awesome.
Brother, I got that for me.
Sorry, carry on.
I got that for, I think, a Christmas or a birthday. It was like, my mother-in-law.
No, you're friends with that kid from Cochrane now, aren't you?
The BA News?
Sorry, carry on. My bad.
No, you're right. They're attempting to ruin the relationship for... And to affect the guy's future, like, it's sour grapes, like
no.
you say.
They're
totally themselves heel.
But what it is it begs the question, again, they've had this question begged from every television station on the planet.
Yes.
And now they have the question begged by every wrestler on the planet. Who the fuck would deal with these people?
No, they're so, I mean, it's TNA themselves that comes across unprofessional here. It's turning heel, and... It's the same thing, like...
They don't come across as unprofessional.
They are
unprofessional fucks. And who, in their right mind, would ever deal with them?
No,
like, seriously. And so what that does...
They're a dying company, and we've been waiting for them to die for a long time, and it's going to happen soon. I mean, this is it. The
promise?
Pop TV deal is the last one. A year from now, I don't believe these guys will be around. Though they'll probably still be... No, a year from now, they'll still be saying they'll be around. 18 months from now, they won't be around.
No, a year from now, they'll come out with the TNA Network.
I would not be
yeah, they'll charge.
And nobody will buy it.
No. There will be 8 people that will buy it.
Yeah,
they'll get their $80 a month.
Yeah, obviously WWE put no weight on it, and they shouldn't. Nobody should.
No.
It's just the TNA is once again.
AJ Styles and Jimmy Staven.
AJ and those guys said we're going to talk some more. Basically, shook their hands and said let's talk some more. And now it's time for our agent and lawyers and stuff like that.
No representation,
but
yeah, they're just like if you guys want us, we'll come in talk to.
Bill Brahans?
Bill Barons.
Barons.
Yeah.
He used to work for TNA. And he wasn't there, and he wasn't happy about that they had a meeting without him. And anyways, the point is...
He also wasn't happy he used to work for TNA.
Yeah. But the point is, though, I mean, if you have a contract, anything legal, they'll sue them. And they're apparently contemplating it, but you don't look good doing this. Like, just take them to... Like, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Like...
Move on,
yeah. And you know what? I doubt they're going to be able to sue them because at the end of the day, you didn't have anything legal. If you did, he couldn't have done this.
I mean, still, what's it going to do? And I don't understand what they need him for. They have Matt Hardy as their champion.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have EC3.
I mean, can you imagine if a guy in the late who came from the late 90s was your champion in 2016?
That's
That'd be
weird.
Ridiculous.
That's your top tier guy.
And that would never.
And it'd be like a heel group thing with your wife.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Nah, WWE would never do that.
That's weird.
Someone from the 90s in a heel group with your wife?
Yeah. That's just weird.
That's your
Thank God we have the World Wrestling Federation. They would never do a thing like
never
that.
Never fuck up like that.
No.
No. But anyways, the point being the TNA
sucks.
Is... Well, they do. They do suck.
They're awful.
But also that they're... It's not going to get better. They're not getting smarter. Tixie is an idiot.
Yes.
And nothing like even if they, how could this have possibly worked out for them? Like, putting this out there, how could this have done anything for them? Even if WWE went, oh fuck AJ, we don't want you, and ripped up his contract, he would never come back to them. He'd go back to Japan and he'd say, fuck you guys, now you fucked my chance at the WWE. He's just gonna hate you worse. And all of them are like I don't see why would you do this, because what's your
AJ,
end game that
AJ,
looks good?
AJ, I know you're pissed at us. I know you're pissed at us.
But you're our Sting.
But we
you
have...
You're synonymous with us.
No,
you're our Sting.
We have all these t-shirts. And we really need to sell them. So if you just come in...
Because they sold so many t-shirts, all their merchandise flies off the shelf for years.
For years.
Like the Bolshevik t-shirts of the late 80s.
I think you have a better chance of running into a guy... wearing a Nikolai Volkov shirt than you do running into a guy wearing a TNA shirt.
That would be the coolest guy ever.
I need a Nikolai Volkov shirt. Actually, I need an IcoPro shirt, I decided.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Integrated.
I have a couple more shirts coming that I ordered that you haven't seen yet, but when you see one of these, you're going to like them. You're going to like it a lot.
Brett and Owen and Davey.
Adam brought me back this one here, Eddie, from Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas.
Oh, okay.
A little tight. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a 5XL.
Where do you buy that?
That's an American 2X.
They're
still, fat folks.
They're still selling leftover merchandise for the Nitro Girl from 2000.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think we're. I think right. That's it. We're 4 minutes.
Well, no, we do have one quick thing to talk about.
Oh, okay.
We lost Archie the Stomper Goldie.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, he was... how old was he? 78?
78.
That's old for a wrestler.
Archie the Mongolian
Especially
Stomper.
A Stampede wrestler.
Yeah. No, this
like
guy...
He needed to be 150.
Yeah.
This guy was... Bret Hart called him the greatest Canadian wrestler ever.
Yeah, Pat
so
Patterson didn't.
Pat Patterson didn't, because he never was in the WWE. But he was wicked. He was a wicked, just a wicked heel and a wicked promo.
That's one of the best round tables ever. When Bret Hart's like, Archie the Stomper Goldie is the greatest Canadian wrestler. And Pat Patterson's like, what? Who?
Yeah.
I know who the guy is, but what are you talking about, Bret?
Because he never been
in the
WWE.
Is Pat Patterson Canadian?
Sort of. He's from Montreal.
Yeah, okay, sorry, so not, kind of.
Yeah.
But, he was, when we did our, we've done this a couple times, we'll never do it again.
The promo show.
But the promo shows.
Waiting for you to get that going again.
We're never going to do that again. It's a lot of fucking work, editing those. But when we did that, one of the promos that I pulled one time was a couple of his promos from his feud with Bad News.
Yeah.
Bad News Allen, this famous feud where Allen, they brought in Allen and they brought in Archie's kid. It was his work. It wasn't really his kid.
Yeah.
But the point was they lost the match and then Bad News was so pissed off that he beat the shit out of his kid.
Yeah.
At the end of the match and injured him to the point where he'd never wrestle again. And then the Stomper, you know, that's his baby face turn and him and Allen. It causes so much heat.
They had a riot.
They had a riot and literally caused them to lose their license.
Ed Whalen quit the promotion.
Ed Whalen, like, the Stomper sitting there talking about his son and he loving him and this and that is... pure emotion. There's like tears in his eyes, even though this isn't really his real son.
It's a work,
and he's just tears in his eyes and what he's gonna do quietly, really quietly, what he's gonna do to Bad News to get even for his son. And then when he's done, he just walks away. And you look at Ed Whalen's face, and his face totally blank. He doesn't even say anything. Doesn't say goodbye or anything. Takes the mic. He just hangs it on the top rope and walks away.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking perfect.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. And it's one of those things where if they hadn't lost their license, they would have made huge money, sold out for months. But instead, they had to go onto the native lands.
The Indian Reserve.
Was
there,
the only place where they can get licensed. So they, it wasn't. And the weather was horrible.
They had the match with a Grey Eagle Casino.
So, yes, they were smoking there.
Yes. No, it was like a big. Wasn't it like a big teepee that they had the match?
It literally
in
was
something
like
that.
Yeah, they did something like that.
Bad news and
Stomper. By the time they were able to get licensed again,
they
lost so much momentum.
But
it's like one of those great angles where it's even though you know it's a work, it feels like it's real.
Yeah,
and it was so awesome. So you should definitely go check it out. I think like that promo is the highlight though. Like that for me, as great a heel as he was, and what I've seen of him watching some of the archives of Stampede Wrestling and this and that, that promo is like.
Yeah, it's funny. The greatest thing is him as a babyface. And he's this great heel, but the best thing he's ever done is him as a babyface.
Was that promo. And it's one of it literally is one of the greatest things ever in wrestling. Like, ever performed in wrestling. So.
And he was the Mongolian Stopper in the U.S.
Yes,
where
he
didn't cut promos, and he had the little thing sticking on the top of his head or whatever.
Obviously, Goldie was not... Archie the Stomper Goldie was not Mongolian, but somehow it looked a little Mongolian. I don't know how that happened.
He was just called the Mongolian Stomper, and he didn't talk, because... The
yeah, they said he was from Mongolia.
He's local.
Where
was he from? Like, Cardston or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's local, and so that's why they didn't go with the Mongolian Stomper gimmick.
Here,
because...
He was just the Stomper.
He was a CFL player, and
so
they knew he could talk, but then would go to, like,
For some reason, he did look a little Mongolian. I don't know why. I think part of it is because people don't know what somebody from Mongolia really looks like.
Well, they look like Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so that's...
From Manchuria, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
That's where Mongolia is, isn't it?
Obviously.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Who was that famous Mongolian warlord? What was his name?
Which?
Oh, Genghis Khan?
Killer Khan.
Killer Khan.
With the green mist.
That's right.
He spewed it in Outback Jack's face.
And then in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
He was...
Did he spew green mist on Keanu Reeves?
I think so.
And that was Bill.
They drank a lot.
Yeah.
I really hope they do a third one. There's talk. There's rumors.
There are.
He's had to find Bill.
Oh, no, he's a famous television director now.
I know.
They could go back in time to when Triple H was the WWF champion.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Way back.
Way back.
Way back.
All right, I gotta go.
Anyway, me too. Let's get out of here.
All right, that's gonna do it. So we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
We're OUT.
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. We are, what, on iTunes, Stitcher, ShowMe.
Netflix,
Crackle,
Crave,
WWE Network,
TNA Network,
New Japan World, yes,
PWG Network,
yes, Stampede Wrestling World,
mm-hmm.
And that's been it. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
We off air?
Of course.
Yeah. Good job in not being a racist this week.
Yes.
A lot of my Cheerios maybe went over the line, but...